Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He's feeling it and giving us a spark. We might lean on that a little bit longer, but I think we've got a really good room.
It's Ben Johnson talking about how to divvy up snaps and whether you do go with the hot hand or does it matter who you play in some of these situations. Speaks, you said something that Olin brought up kind of sparked your brain on this topic. What was it?
It was the idea of running the same plays for Kyle Manungai or DeAndre Swift.
Oh, like Olin was saying with Cedric Benson and Thomas Jones.
Right. And like, I believe the Lions have done and still do for David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. There's this idea that like, well, one's fast and one is more sturdy. So this guy runs inside zone and that guy runs outside zone.
David Montgomery is actually pretty quick too. He doesn't have the... Like, you're not expecting him to hit on an 80-yard touchdown like Jahmyr Gibbs does, but
right.
He's not like some plodding fullback that happens to be a tailback.
He can get to the edge if the edge is there. Kyle Manungai, on an outside zone play, gave you 39 yards last week. He can get to the edge and get back to the middle and make a cut. So I thought it was fascinating that Olin said they would run the same stuff for Benson, Cedric Benson, and Thomas Jones, but they ran it different ways.
Yeah, Thomas would see it differently than Cedric would.
Imagine being a defense and having to prepare for two different running backs with different styles who see it differently. That's different enough. As opposed to the idea of like this guy runs these plays, this guy runs that plays, and having to scheme that as an offense and try to catch him. No. Just run your stuff and let the running backs be different enough that it creates the problem.
Because you wouldn't look at Thomas Jones and his approach to the game and his style of running and be like, oh, he's the Lightning in the Thunder and Lightning. No, Thomas would drop his pads on you and could drive through a defender, but it's just a little bit more shiftiness that would allow him to understand where things were. Where Cedric was like, I will run you over.
Yeah.
Like, I can run you over, and I will run right through your face the time.
And let's think about Gibbs and Montgomery. Like you said, Montgomery's not a plotter. He's quick enough to do some stuff. Gibbs is a really smart and effective runner between the tackles.
He's a good football player.
He's really good between the tackles. He's not afraid to go directly to the hole. And we've seen games where Montgomery's hurt and that dude gets 30 carries.
And he's totally fine with it.
Totally fine with it. And he's physical and everything like that.
And he catches the ball for you out of the backfield.
So Olin's concept of that and kind of... But then, like Ben says, it's a perfectly chosen cut by Tanny and a surprise.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
That's why he wins awards.
I was just surprised.
Alex told me to play it. I have no idea what the guy's talking about, to be honest with you.
Good job,
what
Alex.
What room are you talking about?
Good
dude?
Job, Alex. What he said was there's just a couple of specific plays that he might have earmarked for either guy. Like, sure, maybe he's going to make sure he's got a screen pass at an opportune time that he'll use for DeAndre Swift, right? Sure. But for the most part, other than just those couple of plays, it's which guy is rolling, which series is going. He believes in the hot hand and stuff like that. So,
and maybe who's seeing it better. Like, just on a particular day, you might not have the best view on what's going on. Which guy is giving me not just the best effort, but the best technique inside of a game that allows us to keep doing what we're doing.
Down the stretch of an NBA game, if one guy's hot, you're going to feed that dude who's feeling it on a given night?
Is weather a factor? Do you want north and south a little bit more?
Maybe.
It might be on Sunday.
But it might be, but also like the fact that these guys could play against type, and I'm not comparing them to Gibbs and Montgomery. I'm just saying that the concept of how you use two running backs is the idea, like how they can play against type and surprise a defense when you use them in a way that you might be expecting the other guy to be used.
And it's funny because it really does fit into the concept of making different things, same things look different and different things look the same. That's what you want. You don't want there to be a key defensively and be like, oh, I know that they're going to run outside zone when Monunga's in the game.
Yeah.
Or, oh, they're not going to run duo for DeAndre Swift.
Right. And let's face it, most running back rooms, most running back situations, they're time shares. Okay? There's a lot of time being shared for most running back,
Chuck
groups.
McDowell will help you get out of that if you want.
For instance, James Cook leads the NFL in carries per game.
He's so good.
How many carries per game you think James Cook has?
I think he's probably going 22 a game.
19. Nobody in the NFL is at 20. Not even
Derrick Henry?
No running back in the NFL is at 20. Derrick Henry's at 16. Who's the other guy they've been using? They got a speed guy in Baltimore.
He's a speed guy.
But how about that? Nobody's at 20. Last year, there was two at 20. Saquon Barkley and Jonathan Taylor. And they were at 20 carries per game. 2023.
And it seems like they're actually trying to take a little bit off of Saquon this year.
2023, there was nobody with more than 20 carries per game. 2022, Derrick Henry and Josh Jacobs were the only two. So it's interesting. And for Detroit, both Gibbs and Montgomery are in the top 30.
Is he on that list?
I'll tell you in one second, but let me just say that both Gibbs and Montgomery are both in the top 30 of rushes per game in the NFL. And you look back the last 3 years, they've both been in the top 30. I think one time one of them was 33. All right, so now I'm back looking at this year. What did you want to know?
I wanted to know where Ashton Jeanty is at.
Ashton Jeanty is at 15.89 carries per game. He's ninth in the NFL.
Yeah, because you saw it. I mean, it was crazy weather game last night. He's bizarre, and I mean this in a you need to watch him fun way. His set,
so weird, dude.
It's so strange.
I pointed it out to Christine last night. I'm like, hey, babe, watch this guy. He just stands there.
It's like a zombie.
Yeah, well, it's like Michael Myers from Halloween.
Yes.
Kelly Hart. That's what he's got.
He's just kind of out there. It's
insane.
Like,
it's
he's
insane.
Not bending his knees.
No.
It's
fascinating. He says like he feels he gets a better start from that position. But it's sort of like, it's kind of zen to watch, isn't it?
It's very zen, and it also drives me crazy. It works on both ends for me, Speaks, because I'm like, how is he generating so much power in his runs?
Know.
He's a powerful runner.
Yeah.
And then I think about like the stuff that Matt Forte will tell us, where that the way that Jeanty sets up
so weird.
Doesn't seem like you could generate any power from it.
No, it reminds me of like, if you're getting ready to sing, you know? Like just being there without a breath and then being like, boom, like that kind of thing. I'd want to be breathing.
Motion to create emotion.
Yeah. I'd feel like I would need a little momentum. You know
I love
I mean?
This text from 815. 815 says he stands straight up like someone yelled freeze. I love that. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. He's just there, but
he's just
like,
kind of there.
He's doing like the dead fish thing. Like he doesn't want anybody to know he's
it's
thinking
good
about
body
it.
Control too. I'm not sure how he's pulled it off, but he pulls it off really well.
All right, so look, I think it's fascinating. I love that Ben's thinking about it. Love that we're thinking about it. Love that we asked Olin. And let's watch. Let's see what we can see for what could be the first weekend of a real time split for these two guys. Like, Manungai's carries were going up. And now, after that monster game, this should be that situation where they trade off series.
I am also wondering, like, Cole Kmet, like, what is his role if Loveland now starts to really ascend? What can you do? What will you do with Cole Kmet? Because I think it's similar but not the same. Cole Kmet to me is, like, I know that people have him tabbed as not a traditional tight end. I think he is.
I think he's a very athletic traditional tight end.
That's what I think he's really good at his job. But Loveland offers you something a little bit different. It's not to say that you can't use. We've seen Cole in the pass game, you know, play a significant role, especially in the red zone. But when you watch Loveland and you watch how he's got those dancers' feet, he's got those wide receiver feet out there, and the way that they can, it might. What I keep thinking about is that Loveland attention might make for Kmet to get more opportunities.
Oh, that would be nice. That would be nice. And then it depends on Caleb's eyes and how much he's reading and going through his options.
That's the beautiful part of what we hope ends up happening here, is that there's so many options that they've got you messed up as a defense, where you're like, well, wait, you have to account for DJ Moore, right? Yes. And they are running the ball well, but that guy over there, we might have to do a little, at least show bracket on that guy. But wait, then what? That guy is going to be a matchup problem for our linebacker on the seam. So, like, this is where I get super excited about
it. So were you thinking about it last night? Because, look, the Raiders are a mess. But they've got two highly drafted tight ends in Michael Mayer and Brock Bowers. And, like, Mayer is a more traditional tight end who's, like, he's sort of the Kmet in that aspect. And then Bowers is...
He's a problem.
Bowers is even more of a freak than Loveland is. Bowers is, like... Bowers, I mean, you don't want to say unicorn in a league where there's a lot of tight ends like that, but he's athletically different than all of them.
You know what he is? And Colson Loveland probably fits into this category, too. You're looking at evolution.
Yeah, right.
You're looking at the guys where it's like, oh, well, let's go get this skinny basketball player to be tight end. And now it's like, well, what if I were to be 265 pounds and I could still run? Yeah. And now it's like, oh, that's a problem.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.